You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Food is necessary for human survival, but eating can also be cultural, and it can reflect our values. Today's essayist, Lindsay Wizzola, made a change to her diet several years ago in keeping with a personal belief, and it hasn't always been easy. Here's Lindsay Wizzola with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe in eating my convictions. When I was 12, I stopped eating meat because I liked animals and didn't want to hurt them. My grandmother saw this decision as a personal betrayal. Grandma grew up in Poland and Germany during World War II, when refusing any food was unthinkable. By the time I stopped eating meat, I was already taller than her. When I told her I was going to be a vegetarian, she narrowed her eyes sharply. "Why?" she asked. "Because I want to," I answered. I thought that might be the end. I was wrong. Food had been our common language. The only Polish words I knew were food words, and food was my greatest connection to Polish culture. Grandma wasn't about to let me break that connection without a fight. She would forget that I wasn't eating meat and slip it onto my plate in the hope that I might accidentally eat some and be converted. I kept a stock of veggie burgers in the freezer. She threw out my kiwis. They were growing hair. I broke an old Polish tradition by refusing to eat ham at Easter. She boiled my edamame. They were too hard. I brought tofu into the house. We often argued about food, but never got anywhere. It was a dietary quagmire. Actually, I found out later that she had been winning the food war all along by slipping meat juice into the carrots when I wasn't looking. When I was 16, I stayed over at my grandma's house almost every week to keep her company. After 4 years, she had resigned herself to my condition. One night, my dad, brother, and I were all over my grandma's house for dinner. She had made chicken, carrots, and potatoes. We had come by unexpectedly, and she didn't have any food but what she'd made for dinner. Grandma looked at the table, then at me. Her eyes filled with tears. "I didn't make anything for you," she said quietly. Grandma may not have liked me being a vegetarian, but she couldn't stand the thought of someone going hungry in her house. I hesitated, then reached out and stabbed a chicken breast on my fork, carried it back to my plate, and proceeded to eat it. Silence. Everyone looked at me. Grandma's mouth actually gaped open in shock. Then she brought her gnarled hands together and clapped. I'm still a vegetarian. I still love animals. I also love my family and my culture. I ate borscht on Easter, cook pierogies and plotsky, and love mushrooms and rye bread. I don't intend to eat any more chicken, but I believe the one piece I ate that night did more good than 6 years of abstaining. I believe in eating my convictions.
Lindsay Wizzola with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Wizzola is a freshman at Penn State University Park, majoring in wildlife science. She's been a vegetarian for 6 years and plans to keep it up for the rest of her life. What beliefs have you stuck with, even though they can sometimes be tough to keep up? You can comment on this essay or submit your own at wpsu.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.